Mike to Goobin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious, wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Because the Lord Jesus Christ fills the hunger and satisfies the thirst of the human spirit, that inner part of man which is empty and is searching and looking for something that will satisfy and quench its thirst. And that only one who can do that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And how wonderful to believe in the Lord Jesus, to accept him as Savior, to know him in all of his fullness and in all of his glory, to see that hunger of the human spirit satisfied, that thirst of the human spirit quenched. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy the longing and the craving of the human spirit. How wonderful it is to know him, my friend. How wonderful it is to know his joy, to know his peace, to know his forgiveness, to have the gift of eternal life, to know all the wonderful benefits that come into the life of an individual when they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept him as Savior. This is Bob Griggs with the Bread of Life broadcast, and I'm delighted that you've turned your radio dial to join us for a few moments of Bible study together. I invite you to get your Bible or New Testament and turn with me to the book of Romans, chapter 5. We're discussing and considering why God's Word is so important and how we need to get into it on a daily basis, to meditate upon it, to read it, to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us, because, beloved, it is the most important piece of literature that's ever been written. All other literature will pass away, but God says, My word shall not pass away. And God magnifies his word even above his name, he tells us in Psalm 138 and verse 2. God's word brings people to Jesus as Savior. 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For the gospel was given to the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. Yes, beloved, God's word brings blessing on those who read, hear, and obey it. We're told that over and over again, Revelation 1:3, Jeremiah 15:6-16, Jeremiah said, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And you say, what does it mean he ate them? Haven't you heard somebody say, my son loves football, he just eats it up? It doesn't mean that he eats a football. It means that he loves it and that his life is centered around it. And so Jeremiah said, I meditated upon your word. I partook of your word. I believed your word. I acted upon it, and it was the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Reading and studying God's Word is an act of obedience. 2 Timothy 2:15, study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable. It will make one successful. It will make one wise. Oh, yes, beloved, it is profitable. And we're told to meditate upon the Word of God, to study it. God told Joshua in Joshua 1, 7 and 8, to meditate upon the law of the Lord, that it would bring success and that God would profit him as a result. Oh, yes, there are many references to the importance and the benefit that comes from the Word of God, the success and the profit that will come and be brought into an individual's life. And reading God's Word will feed you spiritually, beloved. It will help you to grow. It will help you to mature. Reading God's Word and obeying it will give you a weapon to use against Satan. Ephesians 6:17 tells us the sword of the Spirit. It's the weapon the Lord Jesus Christ Himself used when he was tempted 40 days and 40 nights by Satan, and he used the Word of God against Satan, and Satan, it defeated him every time. Reading God's Word and obeying it, memorizing it, will keep you from sin. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way, the psalmist wrote, by taking heed according to thy word. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119, 9 through 11. Yes, God's Word is powerful, beloved. We're told that Jesus Christ, the living Word, John 1, 1 through 3 tells us that Christ is the living Word. Verse 14 and verse 17 makes it clear that Jesus Christ, that's one of His names, is the Word of God. And He's the one who spoke in Genesis chapter 1 and created the universe by the power of the words of His mouth. Beloved, God's Word is powerful, and God's Word will change and transform your life. God's Word will make your life fruitful and beneficial and profitable. God's Word, His written Word, beloved, will set you free, free from the power and dominion of sin. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Yes, indeed, Jeremiah ate the Word of the Lord. He absorbed it. It became a part of him. It brought joy into his life, and it will do the same for you. John 8:32, ye shall know the truth. God's Word is truth. God's Word tells us about Jesus. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the truth, and God's Word tells us about Jesus, who is the truth. God's Word is true, beloved, and eating the Word of God, taking it, believing on it, accepting it, it will keep you from sin, beloved. God's Word reveals the many benefits and blessings that are ours through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as Savior. And here in Romans 5 again, as we're getting into Romans and doing a brief study in Romans to see how God's Word blesses and benefits and enriches our life. Therefore, verse 1, being justified by faith. The word justified means declared righteous. It means just as if I'd never sinned. Beloved, we're made that pure, that clean, that holy within our spirit, so that the precious Holy Spirit can come and indwell the spirit of the believer, because we're made pure and clean and holy and righteous in our spirit. We are justified. Therefore, being justified by faith. It's not by works, but it's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him and His finished work on Calvary, His death, His burial, and His glorious resurrection. Justified by faith, we have peace with God. This is one of the benefits of justification, is peace. Peace, wonderful peace, the peace that only can come from eternal God, having peace with God the Father, being able to enter boldly into His throne room through the privilege of prayer, because peace has been made between us and God. Oh, how many there are that are at war with God! How many there are that are fighting against God! How many there are who misuse God's name and take His name in vain because they are enemies of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. They're enemies of God. They're lost in sin and bound by sin and in slavery to sin. But, oh, beloved, how wonderful to be liberated, how wonderful to be delivered, how wonderful to be set free, and how wonderful to have the peace of God flood our soul and spirit so that we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the glorious benefits of justification, by whom, by Christ Jesus also, here's another benefit, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Oh, yes, beloved, the grace of God, the undeserved favor of God, His grace that is extended to you today, beloved, extended to you, the expression of His love and the benefits that He offers you. We who are so undeserving, we who so deserve judgment and deserve hell, have been given mercy. Mercy has been extended to us, and mercy, beloved, is not being given what we deserve. Oh, yes, we deserve hell, but God in mercy did not give us what we deserved, but instead He gave us what we did not deserve, and that's what grace is, beloved. He gave us what we did not deserve. He gave us salvation. He gave us deliverance from the bondage of sin. He liberated us from its power and control so that sin shall not have dominion over the believer. He's given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. He's made us new creatures. He's adopted us into the family of God. He's made us joint heirs for with the glory that awaits the Lord Jesus Christ in the future, so that we will rule and reign with Christ in the millennial reign of the Lord Jesus right here upon this earth. Oh, beloved, so many wonderful benefits are ours by God's grace, God's undeserved favor that He has so abundantly bestowed upon us. Yes, and it's by justification that we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. One of the benefits of justification, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Oh, yes, beloved, rejoicing in the hope of the glory of God, the glory that yet awaits us in the presence of God, the glory that He awaits us yet with the Lord God in the future and His great plan for us. Till next time, goodbye.